My wife and I have nothing to talk about. I'm bored. Starting to think I married the wrong person. We said that we're not going to talk about Corona, but that's really the only thing on my mind.
Okay. So first of all, there's a premise in that question that if you don't have anything to talk about, then you married the wrong person. I challenge your premise. Because I don't believe the purpose of marriage is conversations. Not even if you're looking at it as a simon. I understand. Maybe you don't look at the compatibility in conversations. Maybe you're not saying that that is a core thing that a marriage needs. But maybe you're saying it's a secondary characteristic, or it's a simon. It's a sign that the relationship is good. I'm saying it's not. And so let's throw that out. Okay, that's not a sign that you married the wrong person. But let's talk about something else in that question, which is that this person clearly has a need to talk about Corona, and he wants to be able to do that. Now, he said, we said we're not going to talk about Corona. Okay, so my first question would be, who made that rule? It is possible that he himself made that rule, that sometimes, you know, sometimes we make rules that work against us, right? And it's possible he himself made the rule, let's not talk about Corona, and then realizes that he actually does want to talk about it. So repeal that, you know, you can repeal the amendment. If she made the rule, then I think you need to have a conversation. You say, I have nothing to talk about? Okay, I'm giving you something right now to talk about. Which is, hey, you said let's not talk about Corona. I have a really strong need to talk about it. And that itself is a conversation. Like, why do you have this need to talk about it? I would say also that when a person says, I have a need to talk about Corona, why? Are you working on a vaccine? What he means, I'm making fun of human nature, not of this person's question. And we can make fun of human nature because we're all in the same boat. You don't mean I need to talk about Corona. I mean, like I said, you're not working on a vaccine. What you mean is you need to talk about your feelings about what's going on right now because of the whole Corona situation. That's what you mean. You don't really want to talk about the virus. I'm assuming you don't even want to talk about current events and how, you know, is Trump doing a good job? Is de Blasio doing a good job? I don't think that's what you really... Okay, maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe you want to just talk about current events with your wife. That's possible. And if you do, so ask her to do that. But I think what the person means is that they have a lot of feelings about... You know, we spoke about last week how this is affecting us as far as Parnassa. That was a long discussion we had last week. How it's just you could have fears associated with it. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you're scared about your health. Maybe you're scared about people that you love. Okay, so if you have a need to discuss those things, then you're going to have to discuss them with somebody. You're going to have to discuss them with somebody. I would suggest you to try to talk with your wife about it, and your answer why you can't is because you made a rule that you're not going to talk about it. So I'm saying if you made that rule, so break that rule. And if she made that rule, discuss with her the fact that that rule is not working for you.
I actually understood the question differently.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I understood the question more from the I'm bored. We don't want to talk about Corona. We both agree that, and then we have nothing else to talk about. Did I marry the wrong person?
Well, you're not bored. You're boring.
Okay.
What do you mean you have nothing else to talk about? Whose problem is that? I'm sitting here with somebody and there's nothing interesting to talk about. By the way, again, I'm not picking on this questioner, although I sound like I am. That's a realization I came to about myself. I should probably be a little bit more transparent when I say these things. I realized that there's no such thing as being bored, that I'm never bored, I'm boring. Okay, I'm not bored, I'm boring. So you're saying there's nothing to talk about. Okay, well, she's not boring. The world's not boring. I mean, the Abish is creating the world every single second. It's certainly not boring. What you mean is that you're boring yourself. You have nothing interesting to talk about, if that's indeed what the question means. So then even more so am I challenging not only the premise of the question that if we have nothing to talk about, then I married the wrong person. Now I'm challenging even the facts. You understand, there's two different things. There's the data and there's the conclusion. So I'm saying even if the data were true that she's boring and we can't have a conversation, I'm saying even if those are the facts, the conclusion doesn't mean you married the wrong person, because that's not what marriage is. But now I'm even questioning the facts. He's saying we have nothing to talk about. What do you mean you have nothing to talk about? Why is that suddenly completely her problem? So that's why I would rather assume, like I was assuming before, that the person does want to talk about it, and his hands are tied because that conversation was supposed to be taken off the table. So I'm saying put it back on the table.
Good answers to both possibilities of that question. Thank you.
Yeah.